I was there on the balcony. I remembered my soul too late. My final confession. I don't know if anyone will read this. Maybe a nurse will toss it in the bin. Maybe one of my grandchildren will find it and wonder who I really was. Maybe some young protester, years from now, will use it to light a cigarette and warm their hands. It's fine. It belongs to whoever needs it. I was a banker, a very successful one. My name meant something in certain rooms where futures were traded like playing cards. My voice moved millions with a breath. I dined with senators and advised presidents. I got rich, not by creating anything, but by maneuvering numbers like knives. I slept on Egyptian cotton, drank wine older than my children, and considered poverty an unfortunate miscalculation in other people's spreadsheets. And yet, I wept during Occupy. Alone in my corner office, lights off, city glowing beneath me like a circuit board. I watched them in Zuccotti Park, the kids with their cardboard signs, the mothers counting change for subway fare, the out-of-work electricians, the burned-out teachers. And something in me cracked. Not guilt, not than. Just recognition. They looked like the people I grew up around. They were the people I left behind. I watched from the windows, paralyzed by my own success. I told myself they didn't understand economics. That the system was flawed, yes, but too complex to dismantle. That someone else, bolder, poorer, braver, would fix it eventually. I was wrong. We all were. And now, as I die in bed that costs more than most make in a year, I need to say what I never had the courage to speak aloud. We could have changed everything. We had the money. God help me, we had oceans of it. Enough to end hunger 10 times over. Enough to cancel every medical debt. Educate every child. And still leave dynasties behind. But we hoarded it. We played God with spreadsheets and stock options, pretending we earned what we merely extracted. Pretending the people we crushed were just market casualties. Collateral damage, the grand algorithm of growth. We could have given every person, every single child, a true beginning, a clean slate, unchained from their parents' poverty, their grandparents' trauma. We could have said, "You are not born owing anything." Not pain, not silence, not shame. Here is your birthright. education, food, shelter, dignity. Become who you are without any fear. We could have paid every adult a simple allowance, enough to rest without terror, to dream without desperation. It could have been called a human dividend, not charity. Justice. The machines make more than they ever have. The algorithms trade faster than thought. The world creates abundance beyond measures. Let the people share in what their existence makes possible. Let them build, sing, rest, invent, raise their children without the weight of survival crashing their spines. There's the secret we refuse to admit. The one that haunts me now more than any balance sheet. People who are not afraid become magnificent. Not lazy, not wasteful, magnificent. They write symphonies. They solve impossible equations. They cure diseases we've given up on. They take care of each other in ways that make angels weep. They invent things I cannot even imagine. Not because they must to survive, but because the human spirit, when unleashed, creates like a force of nature. They fall in love without the bitter taste of hunger between their kisses. They raise children who know only possibility. We could have given them that world. Instead, we sold them adjustable rate mortgages and payday loans. We charged them for the air they breathe and the water they drink. We made them pay to be born and pay to die and pay for every breath between. I know now what I didn't have the courage to say in those mahogany boardrooms, what I couldn't whisper at those charity galas where we threw crumbs and called ourselves philanthropists. Poverty is not an accident. It is engineered. And we were the engineers. Every homeless person you pass, we created them. Every child who goes to bed hungry, we starved them. Every brilliant mind that dies in a warehouse or in a coal mine instead of a laboratory, we buried them alive. This was not the invisible hand of the market. These were our hands, my hands. To those I harmed, directly or by silence, I cannot ask forgiveness, only understanding. I was a coward. I chose comfort over courage. I said later, until there was no time left. I convinced myself that charity dinners were enough, that donations were absolution, that being one of the good ones meant something. While I stayed inside the machine, oiling its gears with other people's dreams. And to my colleagues who feel nothing, who will die with portfolios intact and souls bankrupt, you could still become human. Tonight, you could still break ranks, transfer the wealth, leak the documents, burn the whole beautiful, terrible machine to the ground, and build something worthy of our species. Leave your final years better in your prime, or don't. But know that when your last breath comes, and it will come, no portfolio can stop it. You will hear the same question I hear now, echoing in the empty chambers where a heart should have been. Why didn't you do more when you had everything? If there is a God, I hope he accepts this page as proof that I finally saw the truth. Too late to matter, but not too late to confess. If there is no God, let this be a message in a bottle, floating through time to a better world that I will never live to see. Tell them the secret history. Tell them about the meetings where we laughed about necessary unemployment. Tell them about the algorithms designed to keep them desperate. Tell them how we calculated exactly how poor they needed to be to keep working, keep borrowing. Keep believing the lie that one day they join us. Tell them. Tell them that we were not titans. We were not geniuses. We were merely men who found a combination to the safe and decided to lock everyone else out. Tell them we had a chance to become angels. We chose to remain thieves. Tell them I'm sorry. Tell them it's not too late for them. Tell them we could have ended scarcity. We chose to manufacture it. Tell them every revolution they dream of, we could have led. Tell them they are not poor because they failed. They are poor because we succeeded. Forgive us. No. Don't forgive us. Exceed us.